4G. Exercise 3. Page 48.
I have always loved elephants. When I was younger, I had books about elephants and elephant toys. But as I grew up, I learnt that my favourite animal was in danger. Now, I give money to the eco project Elephants and Bees to help them. So, why do elephants need our help? Well, in the 1970s, there were 1.2 million elephants in Africa. Now, there are only 400,000. But there are four times more people in Africa than there were in the 1970s. Sadly, elephants and people aren't always friends. This is because elephants are very big and, when they are looking for food, they often break water pipes and tanks and eat the food people grow on their farms. They even pull the roofs off people's houses sometimes. People need clean water, food and homes. So, to keep themselves safe, they sometimes hurt the elephants. But the elephants aren't doing anything wrong. They're just looking for something to eat. We need to keep the elephants safe, not just because they are amazing animals, but because we need them too. Elephants help plants to grow, just like bees do. Both of these animals are very useful to people, but they don't like each other. Elephants stay away from trees with bees' homes in them. They remember where these trees are, and they don't come back to that place. Lucy King noticed this, and she started doing research. She realised that we need to put bee homes around farms and houses. She started making fences with bees' homes on them, and they really worked. In 2006, the organisation Save the Elephants helped Lucy King start Elephants and Bees, an eco project that builds bee fences. They are much better than the old electric fences people used before. First, elephants aren't really scared of electric fences and they can break them easily. Second, bee fences don't need electricity to work. Third, farmers can collect and sell honey from the bees to help them have a better life. Soon, there will be lots of bee fences in Africa. They will keep elephants away from people and keep them safe. Do you want to find out more about this exciting project? You can visit the Elephants and Bees website or talk to me afterwards for more information. Are there any questions? Thank you for listening.